Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. When the Democratic National Convention first announced it would be coming to Milwaukee, there was a lot of hope for what it could bring to the city. Now, the future of that convention is unclear. The COVID-19 pandemic has made large gatherings risky. And while the Democratic National Committee has pushed the date of the convention to August, it seems almost certain that we'll still be dealing with this pandemic in some form. So, what will that mean for the convention? Thomas Holbrook is the Wilder Crane Professor of Government at UW-Milwaukee, and he joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about what we might expect from the 2020 DNC.
So, of course, there's a lot of unknowns right now, but there are some things that we do know about the DNC. It's definitely not going to go on as it was initially planned. So let's dig into that first. What happened to the first plan for the DNC, the one that was planned for July?
Well, like everything else that was planned or in the process of being planned, you know, back in, I guess, probably late February, early March, this whole COVID-19 situation just completely derailed it. And I think, understandably, the host committee and the DNC were, you know, trying to hang on to, you know, that plan, which, by the way, was sort of still in the process of unfolding. You know, they were still trying to figure out exactly how even that convention was going to take place, even before COVID-19 became such an overriding issue. So, you know, that just upset the apple cart. It did for us. It probably will for the Republicans in Charlotte, although they seem to be kind of trying to hang on to their end of August convention as well. So, I mean, the convention was still taking shape. You know, the host committee was still trying to figure out all of the nuances of the original July convention. And I think wisely, what was it, about a month ago or so, they said, look, we're going to push this back into sometime in August.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned, of course, the RNC. That was already planned for the end of August, yeah.
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and what I was trying to say, they're still kind of hanging on to that plan, but I'm not so sure they're going to be successful either. I think they're going to have to really change the way they proceed as well.
Well, and I guess that gets to, you know, a question about the August date for the DNC. They've created this kind of contingency plan. It seems like it's not quite been set in motion, but they are looking at, again, a live in-person convention. Yeah.
Yeah. I would love it if the national situation, the situation in Wisconsin, resolved itself in a way that was really, really possible. But it's really hard for me to envision how you do that on any kind of, you know, reasonable convention-like scale. In the current time, we'll see. I mean, there could be some really creative solutions that we're just not thinking of, or that we just don't know about, that they have thought of. But I just think that's likely to be a stretch too.
How much do we know about what's in their contingency plan?
Yeah, I don't know very much, and I think probably most people don't know very much. And my guess is that contingency plan is really lots of contingencies, lots of if-thens. You know, if we get to this point in July and it looks like this, then maybe this is the route we go. If it looks somewhat different than that, we go in this direction. I think there's probably not a plan, but lots of different plans that are still being shaped. They've really just had, you know, they've only had since the middle of March to start to wrestle with how you do something different than you usually do in a national convention setting. And even in the middle of March, I think they were still trying to figure out how they were going to pull off the traditional convention, you know, without even thinking about COVID. So I'm not sure what's in the plan. I suspect there are lots of plans. You know, obviously those plans would have something of some sort of gathering taking place here in Milwaukee, doing the business of the convention, you know. Besides the sort of official nomination of the president, this is a time when the party comes together and does its business as well. But what the contours of that are, I don't think very many people know that right now.
Well, and it seems like regardless of what might be in the contingency plan. We know that parts of it are going to be more digital, are going to have some kind of virtual component. Do we have an idea for what that could look like in the context of a convention?
So that's something that you have to think of. Maybe there are parts of it that could be a mix of sort of face-to-face and digital. You know, delegates who don't want to travel to Milwaukee, who don't want to be in a crowded space and don't want to fly and expose themselves to COVID, maybe they could participate digitally while some people could participate face-to-face and sort of create more of that crowd experience. Certainly some of the sort of behind-the-scene meetings that always take place at conventions, that sort of business could be done digitally, or at least I assume it could be. I think those are usually much smaller groups. But the business on the floor, you know, I think some of those things would be a little harder to pull off digitally, at least, and still have the same sort of communication effect, the same sort of television sort of impact.
Yeah, so we're looking at a situation where you want the crowd, you want those people, you want the participation to, you know, imbue some kind of energy behind your movement. It seems like that's going to be very difficult right now in the context of a convention. But also, I have to wonder, the Wisconsin Supreme Court struck down the statewide Safer at Home order. It's, of course, been very controversial in a number of different ways, but certainly nationally. Is that going to impact their planning for the DNC? Do we foresee a situation where people who had planned to go are saying, well, I don't want to go to Wisconsin. It's, you know, it's the wild, wild west.
Yeah. So, you know, there are two different possible effects of, you know, the striking down of the stay-at-home order. You know, one would be that, you know, there's no longer the state restriction. So as long as the local governments, the city of Milwaukee, county of Milwaukee, allowed the DNC to go forward with some sort of, you know, crowd limits, that could take place. But it also does sort of create this impression not Milwaukee necessarily, but Wisconsin as this wide open place where who knows what people are doing. And thinking about traveling here, you know, from California or New York may not be very appealing to a lot of people. I think it's going to be hard for a lot of people to get behind the idea of traveling almost anywhere, even if it's to do the party's business. But you're right. I think it may be Wisconsin is sort of starting to get a reputation as a risky place to go. Yeah. And the other part of this is, one of the key things about, you know, traveling to Milwaukee for the convention is to be part of this big event. And it's not going to be that big event that it would have been if everything had gone along the way it was planned and COVID hadn't happened. So it's going to be less interesting, I think, for delegates and visitors to be here than it would have been under other circumstances. Even if we said, hey, look, it's wide open, everybody can come, we're going to do everything the way we usually do, I think you'd have a hard time getting people to come here.
Yeah. Well, and one of the big things we've been talking about, of course, in the run-up to the DNC is the financial impact that we expected it to have here in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin more generally. Is it fair to say it's not going to have that same kind of impact?
No. And it's, I mean, it really is. And, you know, setting aside the political aspects of it, I mean, the great thing about having the convention here was the potential good it would have, or the potentially positive impact it would have on the local economy, the regional economy, the prestige of Milwaukee as a city, as a place to do things like have conventions. The impact of this is really going to be felt for quite a long time. There, you know, the service sector, the entertainment sector, hospitality, broadly speaking, this was going to be a big boon for them. I mean, all the way down to the Illinois border, potentially. And, you know, nothing on that scale is likely to happen now. Again, I mean, I would love it if the world changed in a way that it was all possible to sort of go back to the original scheme for the convention. But I just don't see that happening. And it's going to have a pretty impressive impact on the city.
Well, and the other question then is, how is it going to impact voting? Because we had this idea that, you know, the DNC coming to Milwaukee was really going to energize the Democratic vote, not just in Milwaukee, but the surrounding areas. A lot of people would have been coming into the city, we imagined, from other parts of the state. Should we expect that not having the DNC in the same way could impact voting negatively for Democrats?
Yeah. So it's interesting because, I mean, the way you lay it out is exactly the sort of way you might expect it to happen, right? That if the Democrats have a convention in a particular state or a particular city, that's going to help them. If the Republicans have one in a particular state or political city, it'll help them there. But, you know, looking over, you know, the past 40, 50 years of conventions, the research pretty much shows that it doesn't end up mattering very much at the local level. There's a very sort of slight impact on turnout in media markets, local media markets. So for instance, it would be the Milwaukee media market. There's a sort of a slight impact on elevated turnout in the media market where the convention is held, but very slight and not enough to really give much of an advantage to the convening party. So it's, you know, it's always possible that Milwaukee would have been different, or maybe Charlotte would be different for the Republicans. But the research is fairly conclusive on there not being a real impact from holding your convention in a state and then doing better politically in the state in the upcoming election.
So while the DNC will have an impact on, you know, our financial outlook, it will have an impact on a variety of different measures here in Milwaukee, it's unlikely to have a negative voting impact.
Yeah. I mean, of course, we've never had a situation where we convention was scheduled to happen and then it didn't. But if you look at it from the perspective of what would typically be expected, you know, to happen in a city, in a county, in a state that hosts the Democratic or Republican convention. And it turns out that those cities, counties, and states pretty much vote the way they normally would anyway.
All right. Well, Thomas Holbrook, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
My pleasure.
Thomas Holbrook is the Wilder Crane Professor of Government at UW-Milwaukee, and he spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers.